news before we get to Andy Schiffman on Jaren Jackson Jr. He was named to the second team all defense in the NBA this year with some. Yes, congratulations on second team.
That's good.
Some believe this is bad news for his all-NBA hopes, though.
Oh, interesting.
Because if Jaren were to make a third team, it would be primarily based on his defensive impact, right? I mean, and if he's not even a first team defensively, you would argue that it's probably not in the cards for him.
I think there are plenty of ballots out there publicly that don't have him on there.
Right. So, you wonder... What are the implications?
And doesn't Şengün have to be because of where Houston finished?
I mean, for sure.
That's what I'm saying. And if
they were 2-seed.
Don't let Sabonis be anywhere close to it.
Yeah.
With what he's the walking double-double.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Jaren, it's based on end of season where Grizzlies finished. I just think in the end, there are going to be more of those ballots that don't have him high on their list.
Right. I mean, obviously, but you know Mobley's getting a spot.
I don't know that that's good news for the Grizzlies, not making it.
No,
I think Chris and Drew Hill had talked me into it's better for us right now that he makes it. You lock him in. You get the flexibility immediately to where you can be good next year because you use that flexibility to go in there and, you know, fine-tune the other spots.
Yep. So, I mean, some people believe that it makes it more likely that he gets traded if he doesn't make the All-NBA team because of the handicap that the Grizzlies would be in terms of flexibility. You know, that, like, you're going to have to, like, I mean, you really...
Again, I'm just saying, I understand that, and I'm kind of, I feel it because, you know, Jaren in the playoffs, you know, Jaren still dealing with foul issues in year 7, I get it. But understand, too, that if you're moving off Jaren... You basically better move off Zach Edey.
Right.
Because that's what Zach's here for. And Zach doesn't fit the regular NBA.
Right.
In terms of a center that's out inside, outside. That's what you would have and be wanting if you didn't have a Jaren.
Right.
You have Zach as an investment in Jaren.
Yep.
So you'd be moving off of all that in that formula. Now, maybe that's what you need to do.
Yeah.
But that's what you would be doing.
But I fully acknowledge I do not know the ins and outs of the salary. I just don't. It's just not, I mean, that's definitely a...
You can still give him the most money, even if he doesn't make it.
Yeah.
But you wonder if Jaren wants to hit the market at that point and see things. And what you can do, right, get past the trade deadline. And next year,
right,
Jaren's in the final year.
Yeah.
Because he wants to wait.
Exactly.
He didn't make all NBA.
Exactly.
Can't let him walk. That's when you would be talking about...
Yes.
Potentially moving him. What can't happen? Tyreek Evans.
Yes.
And it can't be anything close to that.
Yes.
Where you And especially if it's not, if you aren't top 4 seed, looking real good, whatever, maybe it's top 6, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And Jaren's not signed up, you can't go to the end of the season, you know, just hoping he's going to re-sign with you.
Yeah,
I don't think you can. That's playing a dangerous game.
No, you're right. I mean,
he might take less somewhere else.
He could. I wouldn't. I mean, you know, who can roll that?
Depends on who's offering the money.
Yeah, totally.
What organization's offering the money?
Yeah, I mean there are certain franchises that do need big men,
especially ones that can pop outside, hit threes, and for the most part are great defensively.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I think it. You know, I'm not super in tune with the implications of the CBA and salary cap and things like that. But it just seems like the conventional wisdom is that if he doesn't make it, it leads to a lot more uncertainty.
Especially in the now.
Yeah.
Less flexibility.
Because you still want to do something. Like
you have to.
You know, and just saying, all right, we're going to give Jaren all the money we have.
You can't run it back with what you just did. Zach said we're not just one player away.
Right.
I mean, he
so then you'd be like no players away. I mean, you wouldn't be able to do anything. You know? I mean, if all you can do is give Jaren the extent. So I don't know exactly what that would look like, but.
We'll know for sure tomorrow. On what they can do.
That's true.
Once we get the All-NBA list.
That is very true. So, anyway, yes, Jaren Jackson Jr. has made the All-Defensive second team. It remains to be seen what, if anything, that will mean for his All-NBA hopes. Again, you're just hoping that it's third team anyway, but it just seems like it makes it a little less likely, you know, that he gets it at this point.